It's amazing what they can do with their life.
How strange is it going to be going back in there, just a place that you're so familiar with?
I think it'll be cool. I have, you know, a lot of friends still back there, so I think we're all pretty excited to go try some good clam chowder, so we'll be looking forward to that over the trip.
You're
going to
be leading the way there?
Well, I mean, you know, I know a couple good spots, so hopefully we get some time to go out there and enjoy the city a little bit.
Don said a player will always be hungry in that situation, not so much for chowder, but once you hit the ice, is that a kind of a fitting description for how you'll approach the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be big for us, I think, especially closing out our non-conference series, and just being back there, you know, I always like their ink, so we're going to try to go and get two big wins for us.
What do you remember about the game playing Minnesota a couple years ago?
I remember Mikey Riley hit me from behind. I might have sold it a little bit. But, no, obviously, you know, when Minnesota comes to town, regardless of, you know, what team it is, it's obviously the team's going to have extra jumps, so we know we got to be ready for a tough one Friday and then regroup Saturday and another tough one Sunday. So a big trip for us for sure.
What do you attribute to the success you've been able to have this year? It's tough to jump right in and be technically a first-year player and do what you've done.
You know, I would just say the coaching staff, you know, they worked – a lot went behind the scenes last year just working with me and my teammates. You know, I've gotten a good chance to live with some of the guys and to really gel with them, especially the older guys. And our team's just really close together and – yeah, I thought it was going to be harder, but, you know, more importantly, we're starting to string some wins together. I just try to contribute every night to the team.
Reflect back on your decision to choose Minnesota and, you know, how has it worked out for you and shed any light on why you picked Minnesota and if you had any other choices?
Oh, well, I think, you know, if you would have told me I'd be playing for Minnesota, I'd be shocked. It's just a dream come true to play for a school like this. It's been nothing but great the last 2 years here. And, you know, it's something special to wear that jersey, even, you know, I know not being from Minnesota, but still just growing up knowing what a great program and history it has. It's been a dream come true, so I'm just trying to do the best I can and enjoy the moment.
What do you think the biggest differences are playing here versus playing in Northeastern?
Well, I don't think there's too much, like, on the ice. It's just being part of something with such great tradition, which every school has. But, you know, just being from Michigan, always seeing Minnesota-Michigan rivalry, two big schools going at it. It's been really cool, and it's been a great adjustment so far.
Is any of your game different from when you played at Northeastern versus here now?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think you try to do what made you successful your whole career, what's gotten you to the point you're at. So I'm excited how things have been going. Just really looking forward to making a run with this team.
Somebody who grew up watching hockey, I'm sure you look at Minnesota and Boston College. So you see that as kind of a showcase game where if there's a Mount Rushmore College hockey programs, Minnesota and Boston College are on it.
I think it'll definitely be one that people are going to watch. People are going to be watching to see, you know, it's a good test for us. Boston College really good this year. So we're going to be ready. We've had a good week of practice, and we ended good on a Saturday. I know we still need to get our 5-on-5 game going, but that's part of going through the ups and downs of a season. And I think so far we've found ways to win, no matter what that's been, and that means that guys are buying in and doing whatever it takes. So we're just going to stick with it. And like I said, but first, you know, we got a big one Friday. That's what we're focusing on.
You've been a pretty productive game, those second and third chances in the offensive zone, 5-on-5. What are the big keys to success in those situations?
I think it's pretty simple. I know Coach has touched upon it continuously to us. It's working hard. It's getting pucks low. And I think it's just being confident in your game, you know. We got a lot of guys with a lot of talent in our team. And, you know, it kind of can get tough when you go through games where you don't score goals 5-on-5. But it's just about being positive, and you know, we've been that in the locker room. We know sooner or later it's going to come. So it's just about coming out and practice days, working hard, just sticking with it and staying positive.
You know, a lot of us around here are pretty familiar with Big Ten conference play and WCHA. But what's it like playing in Hockey East where you were for 2 years?
That's a very competitive league for sure. A lot of great teams come out of there in the NCAA tournament. I know they have a lot of good teams this year. But I don't think it'll be anything that guys here haven't seen. You know, we're going out there trying to showcase our league a little bit and obviously our program. So, like I said, just a business trip, and we know what to expect out there for sure, so we're going to be ready to go.
Anything else?
Is the R House bar still there?
R House?